And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 31st of March, 2025. March 31st is Cesar Chavez Day. Cesar Estrada Chavez was born on March 31st, 1927, to a Mexican-American family in Yuma, Arizona. He spent his early years at a farm where his mother worked as a part-time laborer. As the Great Depression periled the states in the late 1930s, Chavez's family lost their homestead to foreclosure. Now a nomad in their own country, his family moved to California in search of a livelihood. The migration had a grave impact on Chavez, who dropped out of school soon after and began working in the fields. In 1946, he joined the Navy and served for 2 years. After his discharge, he rejoined farm work, got married, and settled in Delano, California. After living a life of instability, low wages, and no ownership, Chavez began questioning the rationality behind his lack of accumulated wealth after years of hard work and dedication. His quest for answers led him down the path of grassroots organizing. In 1952, he became a mobilizer for a Latino civil rights group called the Community Service Organization. Chavez spent the next decade of his life fighting against racial and economic discrimination. He encouraged his community members to participate in democracy and led hundreds of voter registration drives. He co-founded the National Farm Workers Association and spent the following years of his life involved in regular protests, strikes, and participating in labor uprisings throughout the country. Inspired by Gandhi's principles of nonviolence, he led hundreds of sit-in protests and hunger strikes. In August 1966, the United Farm Workers Union conducted nonviolent protests that sought to earn migrant workers better pay, legal protection, education, and housing. After a 25-day hunger strike, Chavez adopted a vegan lifestyle, which he maintained for the rest of his life. In fact, Chavez was a pioneer in terms of recognizing the shared struggles of human beings and animals, and once said, "I became a vegan after realizing that animals feel afraid, cold, hungry, and unhappy like we do. I feel very deeply about veganism and the animal kingdom." Furthermore, Chavez said that people should learn to respect all life without exceptions. "It was my dog, Boycott, who led me to question the right of humans to eat other sentient beings. Kindness and compassion towards all living beings is a mark of a civilized society," he said. "Racism, economic deprival, dog fighting and cockfighting, bullfighting and rodeos are all cut from the same defective fabric, violence." Chavez said, "We cannot defend and be kind to animals until we stop exploiting them in the name of science, exploiting them in the name of sport, exploiting them in the name of fashion, and yes, exploiting them in the name of food." Chavez's legacy still inspires people to live a life that is as cruelty-free as possible. And here is a poem for today, "The Farmer" by Freeman Edwin Miller. "Let nations encircle the brows of the brave with glory the greatest that glitters below, who make in the blood of the battle a grave for all that are found in the ranks of the foe. But I, from the greatness, the grandeur, and gleam, would turn to the light of clear glowing hearth and choose from his joy for the soul of my theme, the farmer, the Lord and the King of the earth. Let millions give worship to riches and wealth that gay in their brilliancy sparkle and gleam and serve with the hands of their happiest health the haughty who idle and revel and dream. In hall or in hamlet, in cottage or cave, or sickened with sorrow or maddened with mirth, there's none I shall serve with the will of a slave but the farmer, the Lord and the King of the earth. Let poets and praises, heart-swelling and sweet, with rapture that rises in beautiful song, make sages immortal and ages replete with hundreds of heroes who wrestled the wrong. All honest men well from the muses may claim the numbers that murmur to merit and worth. And so I would fold in the mantles of fame the farmer, the Lord and the King of the earth. Let orators over the deeds of the great re-echo the tributes of tenderest praise. And over the ashes that slumber in state, let people their marbles and monuments raise. But I, from the frenzied applauses uncouth to those who are chained in the bondage of birth, would flee to surround with the lilies of truth the farmer, the Lord and the King of the earth. Let hearts that are grateful in gratitude crown the friend of the many and the foe of the few. Let souls in their secret admiring enthrone whatever a martyr or minion may do. But down in my bosom, while reasonings reign, of friendship and love there is never a dearth for him who is toiling in pleasure or pain, the farmer, the Lord and the King of the earth. The Farmer by Freeman Edwin Miller. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with the reminder that kindness and compassion toward all living beings is a mark of a civilized society.